Then he saw, hanging on the wall, a heavy sword, hammered by giants, strong and blessed with their magic, the best of all weapons, but so massive that no ordinary man could lift its carved and decorated length. He drew it from its scabbard, broke the chain on its hilt, and then, savage, now angry and desperate, lifted it high over his head and struck with all the strength he had left, caught her in the neck and cut it through, broke bones and all. Her body fell to the floor, lifeless. The sword was wet with her blood, and Beowulf rejoiced at the sight. The brilliant light shone suddenly, as though burning in that hall, as bright as heaven's own candle lit in the sky. He looked at her home, then, following along the wall, went walking, his hands tied on the sword, his heart still angry. He was hunting another dead monster, and took his weapon with him for final revenge against Grendel's vicious attacks, his nighttime raids, over and over, coming to Herit when Hrothgar's men slept, killing them in their beds, eating some on the spot, 15 or more, and running to his loathsome moor with another such sickening meal waiting in his pouch. But Beowulf repaid him for those visits, found him lying dead in the corner, armless, exactly as that fierce fighter had sent him out from Herit. Then struck off his head with a single swift blow. The body jerked for the last time, then lay still.